It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? We are neighbors, aren't we? Through television. Mm-hmm. As I was coming here just now, I thought, we'll have a chance to visit again together. Yep. And I've brought a lot of things for you to look at. Some, see what that says? Pictures. That's what that word is. Pictures. So there's some pictures in this envelope and a rack to put them on. And I bet you saw this, didn't you? Can you imagine what that might be? Just a kind of a wooden box with a hose. And there's a machine inside that you plug in. Let's take all of this to the kitchen so I can show them to you better. And I have one other thing in my pocket. Come along. Hello, picture, picture. See how picture, picture prints? Hello? Okay. There are the fish. So we must feed the fish right away. We promised. There's your food. I like to look at those fish. Something beautiful to look at. Let's show you what's in my pocket first. Bouncing ball. Yeah, ping pong ball. Now, a friend of mine made this. I know you want to see it right away. And what you do with it is to plug it in, and then air comes out of here, right out of this hose kind of thing. And you put the ball on it, but the air keeps the ball up in the air. Can you imagine that? Doesn't have any air coming out yet, but I'll plug it in and show you. Hear it? And I can feel the air. Ooh. Makes my hand cool. I'll show you. Put the ball right over it, and when the air goes around it, you'll see it sort of spins, and the air will hold it up in the air. That's fun. You watch it very closely and carefully. See, you move it around. Ball stays around. And if I should put my hand over the air, look what'll happen to the ball. See, it's the air going around the ball that holds it up like that. I thought you'd like that. That's why I wanted to bring it for you to see today. See it spin? Pretty. our hose and box blows the air. Let's try one other thing. I'd like you to look very closely at the ball and tell me when it stops bouncing, stops moving altogether, okay? There, it stopped. Now, for the pictures. There are pictures in here of the people in the neighborhood of make-believe that we think about sometimes. Oh, I asked Mr. Trow to make this rack for me because I know how hard it is to see pictures when they're not still. Here's one. Can you tell me who these people are on this picture? King Friday and Queen Sarah. Now, here's another one. Can you tell me if those pictures are just the same? Look at this one very carefully. And then look at this one very carefully. They are the same, aren't they? Okay. Now, tell me if these two are the same. King Friday and Queen Sarah. King Friday, Queen Sarah, and Prince Tuesday. They're not the same, are they? They're different. Okay. Now, what about these pictures? Are they the same? Here is Cornflake especially at his factory with who? Bob Dog. And what about this one? X the Owl and Bob Dog. They're different, aren't they? What about these two? Are they the same? X and Bob Dog, X and Bob Dog. Just the same. Now what about these two pictures? We'll have to look very closely at them. See all the people in them. Bob Dog, King Friday, Queen Sarah, Prince Tuesday, and Lady Aberlin. Bob Dog, King Friday, Queen Sarah, Prince Tuesday, and Lady Aberlin. Exactly the same, aren't they? Good for you. You looked closely at those and carefully and found them out. Yeah. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will learn a lot of things. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing, some things you hear are strange, but if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. Boom. There's something I've been looking for. And that is for Mr. McFeely to come. He told me he was going to bring a dog today for us to see. Let's go outside and see if we can see him. All right? Do-do-do-do. Bo-bo-do-do-do-do-do. Carefully look, look, look for Mr. McFeely. I don't see him down that way. I don't see him out there either. Well, maybe he'll come a little later. Why don't we have some look and listen of make-believe? All right? Let's get the trolley to come and have some make-believe. Trolley, we're calling you, trolley. There it is. Hey, trolley, we would like some make-believe today, okay? Let's see if I can help the trolley move. All right, you ready to make-believe with us? We could even think about some of those pictures we saw of the people in make-believe and pretend a story in the neighborhood.
All right, now this time, try blowing very hard, all right?
Okay, Corny.
It's disappointing when you try over and over again, but let's just try one more time, all right?
Okay.
You see now? Wait a minute. Wait till I get it straight up here. Well, I dropped it. Just a minute. So many things. Okay. Maybe a blower would help. Just a minute, I'll get a blower.
A blower?
Yes, I'll show you what I mean.
Okay.
Here's your blower.
Ooh. That might do it, Corny.
Yes, I'll hold the chair.
Okay.
That's it. Now you squeeze the blower very hard. That's it, squeeze it. Hard, hard. Oh, it's not working.
Bob Dog, Bob Dog.
Oh, that sounds like Queen Sarah.
Come over here, please, Bob Dog.
Oh, I'll see you later, Queen.
Well, come back when you can. I'll still be working at it.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob Dog.
Bob Dog. Bob Dog.
Coming, Queen Sarah.
Thank you very much for coming, Bob Dog.
Ooh, I've been just having a lot of fun working with Mr. Pesciley.
Oh, he does such interesting things, doesn't
he?
Yeah. Oh, would you please do a little job for me? Well, King Friday and I are going out later, and we would like Henrietta Pussycat to babysit for us. Ooh. Would you please take this note to Henrietta?
Well, sure, Queen Sarah.
Thank you very much, Bob Dog.
Roar.
Thank you.
That's it. That's it. Up a little further and then down a little bit. Very good. Just exactly what I wanted. That's it. Now down a little bit. That's it. Oh, Bob Dog. Here it is. It's just what we wanted. Look. Yeah, a real suspension chair.
It's floating.
Yeah. Is it great? Oh, there it is. Look what we have, Lady Aberlin.
Corny, a floating chair.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like it? Would you like a ride in it?
Well, how could I, Corny? It's so small.
Oh, well, this one's for puppets, but I have one for... Are you a puppet?
No, I'm a person.
Yes, well, are you a puppet?
I'm a pretend dog.
Oh, well, I have one for persons and pretend dogs, too.
Yeah.
You do? You mean I could sit in a floating chair?
Of course. If you wear a hat. Just a minute. I'll get you the hat you have to wear, you too.
Me too?
Yes.
A hat.
Just find it. There it is. Just all you do is put on the one for persons and pretend dogs is right over that way.
Oh, good.
Right there, you see? Put on the hat and then go over to it and sit in it very lightly.
Okay, cool.
That's it. Sort of tiptoe slowly over to it and then sit in it very lightly.
Down.
That's it. And then just rock. Oh, there it goes. See it? There it goes.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, what a wonderful chair.
Like it?
Yes, it really floats. Oh, look at that bird.
Oh, yes.
Did you see it?
Oh, yes. So it is. She's
what bird. A rocket, Corny.
Fine, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Up she goes.
I love it up here.
It feels so soft.
Yeah.
And airy.
Oh, it's Bob Dog's turn now.
Yes. Here's now it's Bob Dog's turn. Yes.
Here's the hat, Bob Dog.
Thank you, Lady Aberlin.
You'll love it.
Just tiptoe over now,
oh,
Bob Dog.
It was a wonderful ride.
I'm so glad you know you went up so
just
well.
Floating. And I saw that bird.
Yes. Pretty as can be. And just tiptoe onto it and sit in very lightly, Bob Dog. That's it.
There.
There he goes. You like it? Good. It looks like he's flying himself. Hold on, Bob Dog. Hold on.
Hold on, Bob Dog.
That's it. He really likes it, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. He's a fun-loving dog.
Yes, he is.
We must get over to the castle. I promised Aunt Sarah I'd help her. She's going out tonight.
Oh, well, come and have a ride anytime.
Oh, thanks, Corny. Bob Dog, I have to get over to the castle. I promised Aunt Sarah I'd help her. She's going out tonight. So I'll see you later, okay?
Okay, good. Wait. Let me down. Let me down.
I guess he's had enough, Corny. I'll see you later.
Well, I guess so. Goodbye, Lady Aberlin. Well, he certainly seemed to want to get down in a hurry. Yes, Bob Dog, why did she seem to be in such a hurry?
Here's your hat, Corny.
Yes, well, what's your hurry?
What's the matter out here?
Where's Henrietta?
She went to Westwood for the weekend. She said there was nothing to do here. She just left a little while ago. Is there something I can do for you, Bob Dog? I'm sorry. I wonder what's wrong with him.
You know, I just wonder where Henrietta is.
Oh, would you like me to go and see Aunt Sarah?
Here comes Bob Dog. Perhaps he knows about her.
Yes, I gave him the note to take quite a while ago.
What's the matter?
Henrietta. I lost the note, and then I found it, and she's in Westwood, and I searched, and I searched, and that's not all true.
What is the truth, Bob Dog?
Oh, you'll send me away forever.
The truth, now. The truth, Bob Dog.
Well, I got interested in Corny's chair, and I forgot about the note, and then when I remembered, well, then she had gone, and you're going to send me away forever.
Bob Dog, if I forgot something of yours, would you send me away forever?
I like you much too much for that, Queen Sarah.
And we like you. We'd never send you away. Even if we were angry with you.
And so I am angry. We have no babysitter now, Sarah. No babysitter at all. This is what we had planned for a long, long time. You had written the note. mentioned a plan
Uncle Friday,
for Henrietta. Yes?
I have a suggestion.
Yes? Make it.
Perhaps Bob Dog and I could be the babysitters for Prince Tuesday tonight.
Room, room. Could we?
What do you think about that, Sarah?
Well, I'd like that very much. You see, Tuesday knows you both so well. And why don't you just come along and we'll see to him right away, all right?
Oh, yes, very well then. Come along. Very good. Come.
They could be angry and talk about it. And they weren't going to send Bob Dog away. But there was a while he felt very lonely, I'm sure. It is a lonely kind of thing when you think you might do something to make somebody angry. It's a lonely thing to think you might do something that might make someone very mad. It's a lonely thing to think you might hurt someone, and that someone might be your mom or dad, someone you like very much. Lonely, it's so lonely, it's a very lonely, lonely kind of thing. It's a very lonely, lonely kind of thing. Did you ever have that kind of feeling? You know, I'm still wondering about Mr. McFeely. Wonder what might have happened to him. Let's look outside again, okay? Oh, there he is, right over there on the side street.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Hi,
good
Mr.
day
McFeely.
To you, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Well, good day to you, Mr. McFeely. I thought you were going to bring a dog by for us to see today.
Why, that's right, Mr. Rogers. I completely forgot. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. You know I enjoy bringing things by for you to show your friends.
I know you do.
I thought there was something extra special I was to do today. Would you let me bring it by next week?
Of course. Next week will be fine, Mr. McFeely. You know, I sometimes forget things, too. And I feel bad, too, when I know somebody's disappointed.
Well, maybe next week I can even bring two dogs by. Well, here's a message for you there, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Really, good day to you. Good day.
A good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely likes to bring things for us. He was disappointed. Let's see what this message is. Oh, this is a note from the owner of the blower machine. He wants me to bring it back to him tonight. I will do that. Maybe we should try it once more. Want to? Okay. That was a good talk Mr. McFeely and I had. Yeah. Oh, I didn't get it plugged in well enough. Excuse me again. There's the air. In fact, I think that's one of the best talks Mr. McFeely and I have ever had. We were able to say what we felt to each other. Ha ha. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive.
It's such a good feeling. You know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling. You find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. Come along, machine. He probably wants to show it to somebody this weekend. I'll certainly be thinking of you this weekend. Keep this in my pocket. And I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. You've made it a special week for me. You have. You know how? By just your being you, yourself. I like you just the way you are. You're the kind of person it's easy to like. See you next week. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.